The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A woman on her LinkedIn profile changed the banner to hashtag desperate for work, and it went completely viral. Now, is that a good idea or a bad idea? Joining us, it's Nurit Cohen. She's a future of work expert. And Nurit, I just finished reading your article for Forbes.com, and I'm just so curious. It's so hard to get attention out there when you're looking for a job. Is this a good idea?
I don't think that is something you'd want to put on your CV, right? But I think the idea that the conversation that she basically sparked in that LinkedIn post was that we shouldn't consider people saying, I am open to opportunity or open to work as a bad thing. And that's totally legit. And frankly, truth be told, we look at all the surveys out there asking people, are you going to be doing the same thing in a year from now? And we know about 50%, give or take, depending on the survey, will say yes.
There's a theory called the purple cow that I read in your article about when you do something to stand out from the group. And essentially, that's what she did because it caught the attention of 395,000 people. But in radio, we call it the hairy meatball. It's like when you're in an interview and you ask the question that's so outlandish that that's what the news starts covering. What can you do that is essentially the purple cow that'll get hiring managers' attention when you're just one out of thousands of people that are applying for a same job?
So basically, it goes all the way down to what is your personal brand, and that, which is something we never talked about. In the past, you were defined by the profession you studied and the jobs you did. But if you really clear what you are good at, what's the value you bring, what is that unique thing that you know how to do, and your ability to talk about it or show it, that's when you get attention.
Mm. So, I mean, Nurit, when saying that, you know, listen, obviously, you know, the marketing gives opportunities for us to do that, as innovative and out of the box as that is. Like, if you're a regular person in there for the interview, how can they really express and show those things? Like, how can you really shine in those brief moments?
So I think once you actually in the interview, it's a lot easier. I think part of the problem in this, you know, saturated markets is actually getting noticed even to be called into an interview.
Right. Okay.
And we all end up ultimately looking people up, right? We have social media and you've got the person, you can have two people with really big jobs. One will have like 1,000 followers on social media and the other will have 10,000 followers. And it's not the billboard. It's what you did to get people say, wow, this person's interesting. They're bringing me value. I'm going to follow them. So depending on who you are and what you do.
Nurit, one last question I have. You know, you're a future of work expert, and as we know, a lot of the future is AI. So when you're dealing with a robot who's reviewing the resumes and you're not catching the eye of a human being, are there any practical tips you can do or words that you can put in a resume that'll flag them to bring you in for an interview or at least highlight your resume?
That's a very short-term conversation. We have technology scanning resumes for a number of years now, and I would say that that's probably not how things will go. So think about it this way. Somebody out there is sitting in a room having a conversation about something they need, and they're describing a problem, a challenge, an opportunity, and then they say, who do we know that? And you want your name to come up in the right rooms, in the right context, but you're not there. How do you make that happen? So making sure you're clear on what it is that you need to do, what others are calling it when they need it, who is going to be in that conversation. That's a conscious thought process of who are the people, where are they, that they're talking about things that I want them to know about me, and how do you make sure they know about you?
Nurit Cohen. She's a future of work expert. You can find her online at NuritCohen.com. Thank you so much for taking the time.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.